football fans, and welcome to the CBFA podcast with your hosts, James Parks and Cole Fortner.
Okay, welcome to the CBFA podcast, our final episode of the year. We're going to give a quick wrap-up of the Selects trip and the All-Stars and the Banquet. And we've got special guests joining Cole and I today to talk about that. So welcome, Cole, and welcome, Ron, and welcome, Grant Pollock. Thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you, James. Good to be here.
Yeah.
All right.
You betcha.
So, Ron, let's start with the Selects. Why don't you give us a rundown of the trip and how everything went?
Okay. Well, as you know, it was our 36th Select year. Started 1988. Only 2 years of not traveling due to COVID a few years back. But so I think it was our 34th trip. Went to Las Vegas. I guess at the end of the season, after, of course, Dan and myself watched the kids. We invited 78 kids to try out for 30 spots. And some years after you've done it, you think maybe you made a few mistakes. I think this year we did everything pretty right. We had a great group of kids. Ahead of time, we have the Mahura family goes down, and we have a team room down there at the penthouse of the hotel we stay at, and they decorated up nicely for the kids. And Greg Peterson's our head coach, and he does it very, very strict, as we all are with the kids. He does it similar to a bowl week. He played in some bowls when he was at BYU, and so we treat it as a bowl week, and we keep the kids busy doing stuff. We give them some free time. We do film sessions with them. They do study hall. We give them some time where we're together doing a few things, such as Hoover Dam tour and mine tours, and take them down. We don't really go on the strip, but we drive through it and get pictures and do stuff. So, yeah, we stay off the strip. And then the football games, this year we played a team from California and won. We played a team from Alaska, and we won. And we played a real strong team from Vegas, which is associated with Bishop Gorman High School, the number one ranked school in the country for football. And we played their grade 9 kids. They beat us. It was a good game. There was one or two kids that we just couldn't touch too well. And those kids will go on to a lot of future higher up type football for sure. But overall, 2 out of 3, and like I say, a great group of kids. And coaching was phenomenal. Peterson does one heck of a job of getting these kids ready. So, yeah, it was one real fabulous way to end off the year. And then, of course, coming home and 4 days later, having to put up with Grant. Had to That's finish on tough. That.
Yeah, we can get into that.
Well, I was gonna say one thing I noticed this year, maybe a bit more than, because I was paying attention to it a bit more than last year, was we seem to have had a lot more social media presence and stuff for Vegas. Like, we had live streams going, I know, on Instagram. I don't know if the YouTube ones actually ended up happening or not.
They did.
I think Dan Peterson did one on through our website or through Facebook.
It was through Instagram.
And Cody Thompson, our quarterback, Ronan Thompson's dad, did one through Instagram and commentated it. And I guess they went pretty smoothly. They went pretty good, I understand. So had a lot of hits on it. I think they said there was a couple hundred hits on it by the final game. So people back home were watching the kids.
No, I agree with
you, Cole. I completely agree, because I was attached to the CBFA Instagram feed from Vegas, and that was really good. And then some of the players did stuff as well. So you could just tell, I felt like I was really getting informed of what was going on, and some video of that room that Ron was talking about that was decorated and selects banners and things like that, where you had your video. So, yeah, I think that was a big thing, and that's a good thing to maybe even improve upon for next year, for everybody to know that you can keep in touch with everybody in Vegas on Instagram or YouTube.
Well, yeah, it's one, keeping in touch, but it's two, also just being able to see what's going on down there, getting an experience. It's like, you know, we try our best to give as much coverage as possible, obviously through the podcast throughout the entire season, but it's just that little bit extra that we get for, you know, our all-stars that, or not our all-stars, but our selects that go down and represent all of the teams down in Vegas.
Yeah. It was just fun to see the players and where they were, what they were doing on their days off too. That was probably more on their own Instagram posting. And it was just fun. Compared to years past, I was more informed and followed some players, followed CBFA. So if we can keep that up and do more of that, it'd be great.
Yeah, I think it really added to the success of the Select program, and it just shows people back home that did tune into it. And of course, as years go on, more people will tune in knowing that we have it, and it'll just really benefit the Select program for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, not even just the Select program, just the league as well, because, you know, it's one of those things where we can use as sponsorship or advertising towards getting kids into the league as well. Like, hey, look at this, you do extremely well, you know, throughout your Bantam career, you could end up here, you know, you could be one of these players type thing.
Yeah, I think before point. Yeah, before COVID, I guess the COVID years when we still had football but we didn't travel, kids were, you know, I guess weren't as aware of it. But before that, we used to hear from coaches and parents, they say that when their son started his first year Pee-wee, his goal was to be a Select. So I think now that'll start to come back again, where the kids will, you know, they'll aspire to get to that level. And we hope they do. We hope the kids, you know, if it's bringing more kids to our program, then that's what we need, is we always want to add to the program for sure.
Yeah, that's excellent stuff. From my perspective, I was just happy to be able to watch the games. I've always wanted to see what's going on. Haven't had the privilege of being able to join one of the trips, but being able to see them play is a huge cry from watching them practice. They were really fast and precise, well-coached, just fantastic football to watch. It was a real pleasure to watch the Selects this year. I'm so glad we got to do that on the streams, the live streams.
You know, when Aaron and you guys, when I talked to some of the players that came back and at the banquet last week, all of them talked about the experience they had. So when Ron mentions how Greg Peterson, the head coach, puts it on, not necessarily strict, but, you know, formatted, structured, like a university bowl game in the States, where it's all laid out for them. They all seem to really like that. So I think they gained experience, but more than that, it showed the CBFA can do things really well to other players that, as you said, in the past, they strive to be on the team and they can keep that going. So to me, it's just a real nice shining badge of armor that the CBFA can have, that they do it right. Players get something out of it. It's for real. It's not just go down there and have fun. It's a competition, and you can show the Americans that we can play football too.
Yeah. Well, as Greg says, you know, we go down there to win. We certainly want to win. It's not win at all costs, but it is something that we want to do. We want to show them that we can play football too. And, you know, there is some differences for our kids going down to play their game. And I guess the biggest one is the motion in the backfield, and it takes our kids a while to catch on to that. And some of the American referees have been pretty lenient with us in previous years, and sometimes they're not. But it's a real learning experience for the kids. And to get to that next level, being under Peterson for 2 weeks kind of helps them in that goal to get to the next level for sure.
Ron, I want to ask you if I can, James, if it's okay, that when you had film sessions, I believe in the evenings or whatever, parents were allowed to watch, even if their little Johnny was being criticized or commented on. And you had lots of parents down because it is Vegas, I guess, more of an attraction. How did that go? How did the parents react? What do you think the parents got out of it? Because you want to turn them on to it too, that because they helped, foot the bill.
Yeah. Well, as the week went on, the parents, a few parents would come to you and they just kind of just be amazed at the things that we do with the kids and how the kids are treated. And a lot of times you get teams that go on these trips where all of a sudden it's reckless abandon with kids, whereas these parents were just amazed that, and yeah, we wanted the parents to come to the meetings because we're talking to the kids. We're also talking to them, come to the film sessions, learn what we're doing with your boys, as far as, teaching them the game. And as Greg has said many times to the parents, and please don't get upset if little Johnny gets critiqued really badly, because it's not because we're mad at him, it's because we're going to make him better. And you know what? By the end of the trip, there's not one parent that doesn't go, wow, what a program. So it's pretty rewarding. And I mean, I owe all that to Greg for sure. And then, of course, the coaching staff we put together, they all did a great job in their areas for sure.
That's great. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So the selects, as when we talked to Greg earlier and we talked to Grad Stefanowski, they were quick to point out that the selects were not all-stars. But this past week we did do the all-stars, and Grant, you were there to MC the banquet for us. Why don't you give us the all-star update?
Well, I'm honored to do the banquet. I enjoy it. And this year, Ron and Dan allowed me to try some new things, and that's get more players on stage making introductions. I think it was a good start. I like to see it improve, but I love the All-Star Banquet. I don't know about you guys, but to see those guys away from the football field, Ron, I guess you saw them down with the selects out of uniform, away from the field. I don't get to see that. So I see it at the banquet. So to see these the class of kids, when they talk, when they come up, how they dress, and just how they present themselves when they win these awards, I just think it's emotional. It's really nice to see. And when I asked seven players to help me out and present awards to positional players, best defensive back, best linebacker, and so on, I phoned these guys through their parents, getting their parents' permission first. And at first, when I called, before I called, I was thinking, geez, I'm going to have to talk these guys into it. It's going to be a tough sale. I'm going to twist their arm. The season's over. They're already selects. Now some guys asking them to go on stage. They just want to go there, collect their ribbons, and probably have a good meal and go home. All seven guys I asked, I didn't have to talk them into it. They were so enthused by it. Two or three of them even thanked me for the opportunity of being able to go on stage and say something. And I was just blown away by that. So to have some of these all-stars come on stage for a few minutes and just present the awards, I thought was great. I love the awards night. And I thought the players that did receive them were the right ones. And the most valuable player, the all-around player, Ronan Thompson, the quarterback and kicker, punter for the Raiders, was a great choice. And just a fantastic night.
Yeah, it turned out really well, and I guess what you've added to it, Grant, with the way you do it now is just phenomenal. I really enjoyed the night. As we said before, some of these kids would be getting sick of all us old guys up there, the same old guys every year. So the way you did it was just perfect. It couldn't have went any better, and didn't drag on. We got through it quickly. The kids got their awards. Kids got pictures with their family. And I just think the way that we do that now and the way that you did it this year was just wonderful. And hopefully we'll do it the same way again next year.
Yeah, it's a fun night. I think you know, Ron and maybe James and Cole, you've been to sports banquets before or galas, including sports people. Sometimes they can drag on. You get people droning on about with speeches that really don't pertain to the evening. That's not the case with the CBFA All-Star Banquet, Awards Banquet. I think we keep things streamlined. We're there for one purpose, to award the kids who had outstanding seasons and playoffs. And I think we do that. And I think it's effective. I'd like to do some more things next year. And I do have to give a pat in the back to Ron, because he said when he came back from the Selexia, he had to put up with me because I must have called him or texted him, you know, a dozen times a day for 2 or 3 days just to make sure I had it right. So Penny Toon's son and Penny Toon's husband and all this kind of stuff. So,
it was all good. You got everything right. So
it's the old sports reporter coming out of me. You can't be afraid to ask questions. You know, if they get mad at you, so be it, as long as you get the show done right. So Ron, I thank you for putting up with me, and I'm happy things went well.
Oh, it went fabulous. And I'm glad to put up with that, because I mean, I know you're trying to get it right. So I can get a little dig in at you, because you do it me too. So it's all good.
Yeah. It's all great. Yeah. Good stuff. And you know, when, you know, the guys who pick the all-stars and the winner of the individual awards for positions, I think whoever picked them, boy, that must be difficult, because I know running back, there's two running backs who get the awards, but there are so many good running backs. And you pick good ones. It must be tough though, Ron. It must be tough, because there are so many good players that could be the best all around for their positions.
Yeah. A lot of that is basically Dan and I, because we're watching the kids all year long, just, you know, to try and get the right kids out for the select tryouts. And your quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, they're pretty much, you can kind of tell who they are. And if you've got too many, well, what's another $3 medal if you give them all an award, because they played so well. And the toughest places to pick out all-stars is in the line play, because there'll be two or three or four kids that, oh, wow, look at him. But then the rest, you're not really sure. So you got to try to watch them. And so that's the tough part. And defensive back is a tough one as well, because the kid could be the best player on the field, but if he's got a good line in front of him, he may not be able to play as much. So, so those are tough ones. So you try and work that out, and then, make sure you try to get the right kids and not miss any, hopefully.
Yeah, I don't think you did from what I saw. I don't know what Cole and James saw, but some good players to choose from. Even though they've had success and they've had their own team banquets and received team awards, they look genuinely happy to be there at the banquet. They generally, you know, I guess some of the mums and dads are all there too, to see them come up and get their all-star medals. That's one of my favorite parts of the night too, is it just that the constant players coming one after another, and everybody seems enthused. It's a great time. We got to get James Park and his band playing some great music during all that.
You have a highlight band night.
You'd have to put a band back together. I currently don't have one, so.
Oh, well, one man show, James.
I could be your singer.
All right.
I can play bongos.
Oh, good. I need the percussion. We got it going on. Yeah. Cole, what do you play?
I stand and nod.
He's a bobble. The bobblehead.
Okay, so we're going for vaudeville then.
I promote the CBFA podcast. That's what I do.
I just got to add one thing, Grant, to the awards night with the medals. And when, the brain dead guy handing you the medals forgot one. poor Gagnon, Jackson Gagnon, who he was our top linebacker in the league, sitting there after we said, and that's the linebackers. And he's sitting there going, what about me?
And his parents, I'm sure at the table, his parents, who were both there, we're looking around saying, what?
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. And then and his
How could you be on the council without being a master?
Yeah.
His dad was also our video guy for the trip and probably one of the best we've ever had. Just did a great job for Greg on doing the film sessions and stuff. So we're helping him get material for his film sessions. So he did a great job for us.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, a number of those all-stars, best players are going to have a great career if they choose football, but Jackson Gagnon, I mean, I think he has great potential. Wouldn't you all agree? I mean,
he absolutely has
potential. Yeah, absolutely does. He was a phenomenal player and he was right on the edge of that last year. And he went over the edge this year with his play. He really played well.
Yeah.
And a nice young man, very nice young man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think that was kind of like the premise that I got also from like Grant was mentioning the fact that we had, it doesn't seem like we really missed out on anybody this year. And it's like, I agree with that because 90% of the guys, if not all of the guys that were there, we were calling 5-6 times a game for not just plays, but for big plays, you know, offense side of the ball, defense side of the ball. Yes. O and D line is a little bit harder, especially the O line. Because they're not the ones getting the glory. They're not the ones picking up the ball, running 50, 60 yards down the field. But, you know, those players that were there that we had at the banquet were very, very deserving of being there.
Yeah, I agree. And that's one of the things I wanted to say. I did say at the banquet at the beginning, the CBFA offers opportunity for young kids to play football. But the banquet was for those that took that opportunity and excelled at it. And we were really, you know, appreciative of the play of those guys, the all-stars that were there. I don't know if you guys agree, Ron, I hope you do, but you don't have to, is what I really like what the Officials Association did this year with their coaches award, because we do have the Brock Jacobs Coach Award. If I got that right, Brock Jacobs Coach Award, one by the league, the one by the league does. But what the officials did was take their team award and make it into the sportsmanship team of the year, where they have coaches and players both involved in that. And who do they deal with? Who do they hear the best comments from? And I like that. And I thought Brendan Dolan, the president of the Calgary Officials Association, did a nice job presenting that and describing why, because of the crap that a lot of officials take from the fans and from players and coaches in all leagues. So they're trying to reward something positive. Ron, you could comment on that.
Yeah, I sure can. Brendan and Kelsey Johnson, Al Malott, they came to me actually earlier in the year and said what they'd like to do, because we have the Brock Jacobs Coach of the Year Award as voted on by their peers. Mm-hmm. So rather than have another Coach of the Year Award, they'd like to change their award name and have it to a Sportsmanship Team Award presented to the coach and staff that amplifies the sportsmanship for the best sportsmanship. And so they get some ideas from us during the year, plus what they see. And they also, this year, they put it out as it's going to be the Ian Bain Award. And of course, Ian is I've known Ian for years. He coached with us years ago and then refereed and then went to the CFL. And I did get a chance to talk to him, but he happened to be in BC and couldn't make it that night. So they were hoping he could be there. I was trying to get him there under false pretenses so they could surprise him with this as well, but that didn't quite work out. But it's nice to see them do something in his honor, because he was one really good person, and the way they did it and picked the team was their total pick, totally, and well deserved for those guys. So that was wonderful what they did this year, for sure.
Yeah, I think it is moving forward too, Ron. It's positive reinforcement. The team that acts well is being rewarded. So I think that's well. It was really great meeting Jim Milligan Jr. He presented a couple of awards and he was there. I thought he had a great personality. He seemed to enjoy being there. And Ron, you correct me if I'm wrong, but his dad, Jim Milligan Sr., was the first president of the CBFA back in 1964, when guys like Jim Corshane, who you know very well, Ron, he wanted a coach. A lot of guys who wanted to get this league together in 64, but they didn't want to run it. They just wanted a coach. So this guy, Bill Milligan, stepped up, and his son was there at the banquet.
Well, they, Jim Milligan was a coach out of the Renfrew Rough Riders, and back in when it was called Mighty Might. And so back in 61, 2, 3, when Jim was first started coaching, they, like the haves had the equipment, the have nots had nothing. These guys got thinking, you know, we got to form an association and fundraise together and make everybody equal. And that's kind of how it was formulated back in 64. And they decided that we can't have the coaches running the board, because then you never get anything done, because it's all self-serving. And so Jim Milligan offered to leave coaching, become the first president. That's how that happened. And Jim wanted to go back and coach, as did Teddy Banks and a few others. And there's a few other names involved as well. And I can't remember all the names of the guys. That there was four or five of them, but certainly Jim and Ted and Jim. And like I say, Jim took that role on and did a great job of it. He needed a commissioner, somebody to kind of oversee what's going on with the league and keep the directors or keep the executive in line. And that was Les Ferguson, who nobody spoke back to. He was one heck of a commissioner for sure.
So Jim Milligan brought some real structure then into the organization. Guys had great ideas, but he kept things. That's cool.
He was, and that's the first time I met Jim Jr. Jim Milligan, Jim Sr. was a good friend. Hadn't seen him for years, but was one really nice man, really good person, and helped between him and Jim and Teddy help get this CBFA really rocking and rolling back in the early days for sure.
Well, I thought having him there at the banquet was a great addition because of that, because of the history of his father.
Yes, absolutely.
Drink to that.
I better not say it. I'm on the air. I have mine tomorrow night.
On that note, Cole, did you want to say some final words, wrap the season?
Oh, so much pressure all of a sudden. I don't know. It was a good year. It's probably one of the best we've had in the last couple, in my opinion. Despite the fact that week in, week out, we had a fair amount of lopsided scores, but that just happens. But honestly, I think going back on, I think it was probably one of the best years we've had in the last couple, mainly because you could really see the development of teams. We talked week in, week out about certain teams, not the Cowboys and the Raiders who were dominating the league every week. It was, you know, this team is really well improving. This team is, you know, they've overcome injuries. They've done this, they've done that. Like, you can see the natural progression. It was, as teams went on and as the weeks, you know, were played and everything, it was good. It was good football. I don't know.
I gotta agree with you, because I seen some of our lesser light teams that had good coaching that really came on near the end of the year. So, and one of them went on to a tier three championship. So, in the Eagles. So it, I gotta agree with you.
It was fun to watch some really good players excel. I mean, Ronan Thompson as a quarterback, Nash Marzoff as a quarterback. Those guys were fun to watch. And some running backs, Xander Odenyo, Nicky Ongo for the Bulldogs. Just some really great players. Massimo Piatelli, the big lineman for the Cowboys on the offense and defense, really excelled this year and was really fun to watch. We talked about Jackson Gagnon. What a linebacker he was. Ben Rudolph. I think he's for the Bulldogs, isn't he? And just so many
Hilltoppers. Yeah.
Hilltoppers. Thanks, Ron. And just so many outstanding players. And congratulations to Eagles head coach Tim Henderson. His team struggled at the beginning. He was telling me we got a bunch of injuries. Well, every coach tells you they've got a bunch of injuries. We got a lot of young players. Every coach tells you they got a lot of young players this year. But something happened, and the Eagles just got better. He said our defense isn't very good. Well, in one of the playoff games, they had two pick sixes, and they excelled in the playoff game. And then, as Ron said, they won their division, and then they go on to do well at provincials. So congratulations, the Eagles. The Cowboys, of course, but I was really impressed by how the Eagles just came on through adversity, through the season, and what they did in our league and in provincials too.
Yeah, it was a really exciting season. There was a lot of great football, a lot of fantastic individual efforts. Every game that I saw was entertaining, and I just love that. So I'm going to keep coming back.
And the weather was great.
The weather was fantastic, except for the one Monday night game, apparently.
Better weather. Yeah, the one Monday nighter with the snow, that was it. But it was a great season, and I'm looking forward to next season. We're going to be excited to come back next year to watch the Cowboys rebuild and see how it's coming.
Yeah.
A lot of new players, a lot of new players this year.
What rebuild is this for the Cowboys? What number?
Let me check.
Pretty much year
23.
Yeah.
There we go.
Cooper's not watching, is he?
I don't know. He was phoning me in the middle of this. I know that. Who knows what he wanted?
Deers were burning.
I love it.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for another fantastic season in Calgary Bantam football. We appreciate all of the volunteers, referees, coaches, players, parents, and the board. You keep doing what you do. And hey, Cole, go football.
Go football.
Go football.
The CBFA podcast is brought to you by longtime Players of the Game sponsor, Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Check out their selection of new and used vehicles online at www.wolfcadillaccalgary.com or in person at 1720 Barlow Trail Southwest. And game day wouldn't be the same if not for Superfan Snacks. They're located near the plaza area of Schold Ice Park. Superfan Snacks proudly supports minor football at every level. Find them on Facebook. Thank you for listening.